it was a great win. We needed it. We had a few, obviously, a tough month, a few bad results, but we dug in today and showed the team spirit in the change room still as good as ever.
How much satisfaction does that defence get from the clean sheet today?
Well, it's not just us. We'll take satisfaction, of course, and we'll take probably a lot of credit, but the whole team, I've seen Tom Ahmed making a slide tackle in about the 85th minute on the edge of his own box, so he just shows the team. We said at half time a clean sheet wins us the game, and the whole team done the part.
What about you and Dunkey in there as a partnership? Dunk had a good game as well alongside you.
Yeah, he was brilliant. I just said in another interview that he's made a few mistakes of late, but I don't think that his performances have been bad at all. He's been criticised by a few people, but he showed today what an unbelievable defender he is, and not just a good footballer, because we all know how good he is on the ball, but he showed what a great defender he is at the same time, and when he has to dig in and do the other side of the game, he can do that. So, yeah, I'm really happy for him.
And how about you? I mean, obviously it was difficult at the beginning of the season. You weren't getting any game time, but now you're coming into the side. And are you getting used to this Championship football now?
Yeah, definitely. I thought I was ready to play in the Championship after last season and start this season. I thought that's the level that I wanted to be tested at and move up to. And so far, I'm happy with my performance at this level. I don't think it's been a big difference, but I've got better players around me now, and obviously I'm playing against better opposition, but I've got trust in myself and trust in my teammates that I'm good enough to play at this level.
And what's it been like, a part of a side that goes 21 unbeaten and then goes 7 without a win? It's a bit of a strange sort of mixture, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, but I think every single team in this division will have a month where they have sticky results. I don't think there'll be one team that doesn't, and hopefully we've turned the page now and we can go on another run, because I think now that those games are behind us and we've got that first win, which was needed, I think there's a lot of hopefully good times ahead.
And hopefully on the back of this you can really move on. Three home games to come.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if a team wants to be up there in any league, I think you need to make your home ground hard to come to and win a lot of your games there. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we've got three games now, which starting with the Huddersfield game, hopefully we can take 3 points there and move on to the next one.
What about in terms of individually? You just got to keep turning in the performances and the manager takes notice?
Yeah, of course. I think everyone in the team has to do that. We all know there's a good competition for places, and we all know that if we're not doing our jobs individually, then there's other people to come in and take our places. So, yeah, on an individual basis, it's just up to me to keep playing well every time I get a chance, and hopefully I'll get more chances and keep playing.
What's it like playing with the likes of Bruno, Champions League player, Liam Ridgewell, who's been in the Premier League as well?
Yeah, of course, they've got great experience, and they're both great players. Playing next to Bruno's unbelievable. He's such a good footballer, and what people don't realise is how good of a defender he is and how good of a leader he is as well. So playing next to him's nice, and it makes my job a lot easier.